little Brad's beautiful kids, all my grandkids, as beautiful as they all are. We were born into the world with sin in our lives. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each one of us has turned to our own way. And the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. You got to look at that scripture. You got to see the key words that are in there. They are our. They are us. They are we. What Jesus did, he took our pain. He bore our suffering. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for that iniquitous nature. I always tease, we always talk in our family, the McDonald's, we are cursed with wanting to eat everything in sight. Go ahead, leave me out there hanging right now, like nobody else has that. Yeah, thank you. God help them. But the Bible says, that's part of our nature. The Bible says he was crushed for that. A whole lot of other things that we have that I'm not going to bring up right now either. The punishment that brought peace to us was laid on him. And with his wounds, by his stripes, the blood that was shed at the cross of Calvary, he says, we are healed. And I believe tonight, and I said this over to St. Anthony's earlier, that somebody that's walked in with some infirmity on their lives is going to walk out 100% healed and made whole in Jesus' name. We all, like sheep, all of us, we've wandered. We've done what we wanted to when we wanted to do it. We wanted our own way. And Jesus, the Bible says, even in the midst of the worst of your life and mine, the iniquity, Jesus took it upon himself. And then the question we have to ask ourselves when we read this is, who crucified Jesus? Was it just Pilate? Was it the Roman guard? Was it the Sanhedrin? Are they the only ones responsible for that? But the Bible says he was bruised for my sin, for your sin, for the sin of the world. And the cross, we have to understand, is not something that has just been done for us, but it's something that was done because of us. Oh, and I got a whole new baptism of this year. I begin to think and contemplate on the cross this weekend. I begin to get another glimpse of what God has done in my life. And we are the ones that Jesus went to that cross and died and bled and gave everything for. The Bible says, listen to this, 2 Corinthians 5:21. He made him, who? God made him, Jesus. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever will believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And God made him, who him, Jesus, who he sent into the world, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, for all of us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Every sin that you and I have ever committed, will commit, not only for the world, but let's personalize it. And I felt the Lord just put on my heart, personalize it. Every sin, every wrong, every evil thought, every evil action, every cross, negative word that's come out of our mouths. He knew it. The Bible says he took it on himself. I love what the Message Bible says. It says, God put the wrong on him who never did anything wrong so we could be put right with God. And it's important to know Jesus wasn't a sinner. He wasn't a sin. He was without sin. But yet he took the sin of the world on his life. And when Jesus died on that cross, without exception, every sin ever committed from the beginning of time until the end of time was transferred onto his life. And in that moment, listen to me tonight, in that moment, Jesus, the Son of the living God, part of the triune being, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And all things were made by Him, and nothing was made without Him made. That Jesus, that part of God Himself, when He took the sin upon His life of the world, the Bible says that at that moment from 12 to 3 o'clock, that God the Father turned His face, not because He was ashamed of His Son, but because a holy God could not dwell in the same presence of sin. And Jesus endured the separation from God that you and I deserve. Whew, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. Mark 15:34, at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? For 3 hours, all of my sin, all of my family's sin, all of the sin from the people that attend the city church and St. Anthony's, the sin of the world was poured into him. Why? To pay a debt that I could not pay. That we might become righteous with God. That on the day that you and I stand before God, He looks at us. That when we make Christ the Lord and the Master of our lives, and if you haven't given your heart to Jesus, I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about church. I'm talking about a relationship with Christ. Don't let this moment pass you by. If you haven't done that, you need to do that before you leave tonight. You need to ask Him to come into your heart, be your Lord, forgive you of everything from your past. Because when you stand before Him, He looks at you like you have never done anything before in your life. 1 John 2 says He is the propitiation for our sins, not only ours, but the sins of the whole world. Jesus. I love what the message, how it says it again. It says, when He served as a sacrifice for our sins, He solved the sin problem for good, not only ours, but the whole world. Aren't you thankful for that tonight? Come on, can we clap our hands for what Jesus has done tonight? And the Bible says that the cross made a permanent change between a holy God and a formerly alienated, sinful humanity. Once enemies of God, now we're friends. 2 Corinthians 5:19 said that God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. Whew. I can't fathom how God cannot hold some of my past against me. I can't fathom that sometimes. I can't fathom how He has completely wiped that slate clean and no more. And He makes all things new. I can't even comprehend that. I don't know if you're like me. I've gone to dinner a few times, and every once in a while, we'll eat, we'll finish our meal, and I'll be waiting for the check, and the check won't come. And I'll be looking for it and it won't come. And all of a sudden, I'll wave, hey, don't forget us. And the server comes over, man or the woman, whoever it was. And they say to us, your bill's been paid. I go, what? Your bill has been paid. Everything. Well, can I leave it? Nope, they covered the tip. They covered everything. Enjoy. Do you know that's what Jesus has done for you and I? He came and He paid your bill. He paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but He washed it white as snow. Praise God. Go ahead. I want those that are going to share communion to come now. I want you to prepare your heart as we just prepare to receive the bread and the cup of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you come to the table, everyone, I want you just to wait just a moment before you begin to hand communion out. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to bow your head with me tonight. If you're here tonight, you've never given your life to Jesus, He wants to come in. He wants to be the Lord, the Master, the Savior of your life. He wants to help you be a new creature in Christ. He wants to forgive you and give you a brand new life. Right where you're at tonight, if you've never done that, just say yes to Him. Say yes, Lord. Tell Him, thank You for paying my bill. Tell Him, I want to live for You. I want You to change my life. Young, old, male, female, doesn't matter who you are or where you've been or what you've done. The Bible says the sin of the world was laid on Him so that we might be free. Go ahead, right where you're at. Just say, Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. Father, I pray that as we receive the bread and the cup of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, the power of the cross, the price that has been paid for each of us, will become more real than it's ever been. I ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Prepare your heart to receive. Go ahead, folks. Begin to hand out. When you receive the cup and the bread, hold it, and we'll all partake together.
To open my eyes. trust what you say, that you're good and your love is great. I'm broken inside, I give you my life. Give me faith to trust what
beautiful. I don't know how you can clap holding that juice in your hand, but you're multitask oriented. Let's take the bread. Thank you, girls and Guy. The precious moment this is right now. When we partake of the body and the blood, the bread and the cup of the Lord Jesus, we're saying that, Lord, we need you. He says, as often as you do this, you remember what I have done. We're saying, God, as much as you've done for us, there are moments in our lives where we need a fresh touch from you. Lord, I pray that that is the very thing that happens these next few moments, God. As we're together, I thank you for everything that you have done and what you're doing. Even right now as I'm speaking. Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, he broke it, he blessed it, he gave it. This is my body, he said. This is broken for you. For you. For you. Oh, well, your eyes are closed. You just picture him looking right at you right now. This is for you. I've come. I bore your sin. I bore that nature that causes you to do things that later on you say, I wish I'd never done that. He said, I've got that handled. I can help you. When you take this bread, you remember the power in the work of the cross. Let's partake of the bread together. The same way he took the cup. He said, this is my blood will poured out for all. Tonight, for someone who's here, you're sick in your body, as you partake right now, I pray healing to come into you. For that husband or wife, that family, the individual that's dealing with depression, somebody that feels lost and disconnected, lonely, broken, like you've failed and no one cares, not even God. This blood is for you. He took the cup. This is the New Testament. This is my blood is poured out for the remission of sin. Take it. Drink it, every one of you. Let's partake in the cup together. Thank you, Jesus. Spirit of the Most High God. Do, Lord, now what you do so well. Hallelujah. Just eyes closed, just for a moment. Heads bowed. Incredible moment in the house of God right now. I don't want anyone moving around. Let God do what he wants to do in your heart right now. Open it up. Spirit of the living God, I pray that you will fall in an incredible way on everyone that is in this house right now. Let restoration, hope, healing, some that need deliverance, I pray that on this Good Friday in 2018, that it will be a reality to all who ask. I pray your favor, I pray blessing, I pray the goodness and the kindness of God to be upon every life here. And I ask it in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. Amen. I love you. Before you leave, make sure you say hi to somebody else. Hug somebody. Tell them it was great to see them. If you're a first-time guest here, please, those bags are for you. We love you. Go in His grace. If any of you need prayer for anything, you come on down. There'll be a couple of us down here. I'd love to pray for you.